Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, I guess it's not good morning, is it? It's good afternoon. And Dr. Feynman, I heard you hear me make that mistake.
I was saying it's afternoon, Glenn.
Yes. Welcome aboard on our pre-Thanksgiving event. And I hope you don't mind my mistakes. I was given the best. In 75 years, I've never had turkey dressing as good as what I had today. Bob, who used to have a pizza place here in Marion, drove all the way up from Columbus so that we could have turkey stuffed pizza, and it was excellent. I wish you had been here.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that yesterday I had a bit of a crisis, and I wrote Scott about it.
Okay.
But it was resolved. What happened is my computer was hacked, and I had to have someone deal with it remotely.
Yes.
But I was concerned. Oh my God, what if it isn't done in time? And I couldn't tell you because the thing is, I did not know if I remembered WWGH's phone number.
Uh-huh.
I called and nobody answered, but I called and I wasn't sure it was the correct number, but then it was resolved, the computer problem, and I did have the memory of the number. I was just trying to check because I was thinking, if I called the wrong number or I can't figure out your number, how can I even tell you if I don't have the computer that I can't be on?
Well,
so I was a little concerned about it.
Maybe I'll email you my cell phone number, so if anything
I think
that,
you should, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, because I was thinking, oh my God, what if suddenly I'm not there and you wouldn't know why, and
yeah.
I can't tell, but it got resolved, but I did write him to tell him what I had done, just to let him know, but I didn't remember the number, but still, it'd be good to have your number, that's correct.
Yeah, I will send that to you.
Yeah.
Hey, I read your blog, and I wanted to kick off today with your your blog about presidential candidates. I was surprised how many had run twice and not one.
And it's funny because the guy who supposedly is telling Trump about you don't want to be like Adlai Stevenson, he's only one of a few. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
So this person, whoever that is not very knowledgeable historically. It didn't include Thomas E. Dewey, and that's also twice. William Jennings Bryan, three times. Henry Clay, three times. And further back, Charles Pinckney in 1804 and 1808 lost twice. And Martin Van Buren elected, but then losing in 1840 and then in 1848 as a free soil candidate. So, I mean, it's not just Adlai Stevenson.
Yeah. Now, were there any people that, I can't remember this, that won the first time but lost the second? Well, Jimmy Carter.
Grover Cleveland won, then he lost, although he only lost because of the Electoral College, not because of the popular vote. He actually won the popular vote three times, but in 1884 he was elected, 1888 he lost the Electoral College to Benjamin Harrison, and then he came back in 1892 and won another non-consecutive term. Yes.
Now, he's the only president that's done that, is that not correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Richard Nixon lost and came back 8 and 12 years later to win. So he didn't give up just because he lost in 1960.
Yeah.
And the same with Jackson. He lost again in the Electoral College in 1824, but won in 1828 and 1832. And William Henry Harrison lost in 1836, but won in 1840. So, the person's not very knowledgeable that was supposedly advising Trump.
Yeah,
but if he could do anything to convince Trump not to run, it would be a blessing for the country.
Tell me something I didn't know. I mean, he's not the only guy. There have been several that had no idea what they were doing that were advising that man. I did enjoy reading that, and I was shocked to see how many people were like that, how many presidents. Now, it almost gave me...
people ran for president, some of them never won, and others did win, yeah.
It gave me a new inspiration that maybe between that and Biden being 79 this week, it gave me new inspiration, maybe I ought to run again.
Twice. You're running for, if you do it, is the pressure cooker of being president. So I would think you should. it's not a job that's going to give you lots of stress, so why not?
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed knocking on the doors and shaking the people's hands and talking with them and listening to them.
Yeah, I've had people tell me over the years, you should run for me, about myself, you should run for office. A lot of students and even adults have said that, but I never did, you know.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, I will tell you that. If you ever decide to do it, you're going to be in for a lot of work. And
I want to point out one little point I didn't specifically say. Dewey was 44 and 48.
Yeah.
Even since 52, 56. So for four straight elections, we had a person who lost the first time and ran again and lost the second time.
Uh-huh.
Dewey twice and Stevenson twice. And that's only since World War II onward.
Huh. That's
so
interesting.
That's another angle to look at it, I realized, you know.
Yeah. Well,
Nixon also loses, and then runs and wins twice. So he's the third case, except he won. In the other cases, Dewey and Stevenson, they never won.
Well, my best guess, and I'm going to ask for yours, but my best guess is that Trump will not run in 24.
No, I don't think so. He's too lazy to do the work of running. He really is too lazy. He wants to have people love him. And don't forget, by staying a possible candidate, he gets money rolling in like...
Oh, yeah. He's getting a lot of money in there.
All these gullible people that... I don't know why they're giving him money. It's more for his lawsuits that he's going to have to deal with, you know. So he's always living off everybody else. That's what it comes down to. And he doesn't believe in socialism, in quotes, but he actually is a socialist in that officially, but in the sense that he wants to live off people, which is what he claims socialists do, which is not what socialism is.
No.
But that's what people think it is, you know.
I read on one of my shows, I read the definition of a socialist, and... it's a lot different than what people think it is. So
yes, and did you notice what I put on Facebook, Hubert Humphrey's statement?
Yes, I did, and I can't... Yes, yes, it was important. Go, give it to
me. Compassion is not weakness.
There you go.
Concern for the unfortunate is not socialism, Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I have that in my book of quotes, because I had never seen that before.
And that was from 2013. I'd written, and it was a reminder about the date. You know, it was November 22, 2013, which was 50 years of JFK's assassination. And I posted it then, and it came up after all these years, you know, for the date, what happened. On this, what you did on Days of the Past.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, I love Humphrey, my original hero, and I was going to put that up again. Yeah.
I was shocked to see it because I don't think of him as being a phrase coiner. You know, I don't think of him that way. But that was really good. I loved that quote, man.
And it's absolutely true.
Yeah, yeah. I
got to be honest, when he died, he was one to see me was Reagan, and he died in 1978, and I wept, literally wept when he died.
You know, I knew you liked him a lot.
And I wasn't wishing harm, but I remember at that time saying, gosh, he's the same age as former Governor Ronald Reagan. Why is he dying and Reagan still living? Not that I'm wishing him harm. And then he goes on to live until 2004. I'm not saying he shouldn't have lived, but I'm saying, why couldn't Humphrey have? That's what bothered me, you know?
Yeah. Well,
that's just the way life is. Yeah.
What is going on with? I'm giving up on my Republican friends. They are allowing these. I have a term, but I can't say it on radio. They're allowing these jerks to control their party, and they're not control. I have great friends who are great Republicans who are just, the reason why I think of them as Republicans is because they're conservative, and they're both fiscally conservative and socially conservative. I don't mind that. It's the idiocy that's going on right now, including people going to the Daily Plaza, I think it is, in...
That's insane.
Three weeks in a row.
Yeah, in fact, they're there now because of the Kennedy assassination anniversary.
Yeah.
And also about JFK Jr. They are mentally disturbed. These people need to be committed because they're out of their minds. They really are.
Well, my wife keeps asking me, what are these people thinking? And she's talking about, in general, the Republican Party. What are these people thinking? What, do they not think that we understand that they're lying through their teeth? I guess not.
Yes, and I wrote about Kevin McCarthy, the so-called future speaker of the House. Maybe, God forbid, if that happens. And I said, the new McCarthyism, I wrote on the 19th, the new McCarthyism, in quotes, Kevin McCarthy's ambitions to be speaker require being subservient to Donald Trump. And I'm not exactly comparing it to Joseph McCarthy, who's not a relative, but the same name, but the kind of demagogue that Joseph McCarthy was in the early 50s, and now Kevin McCarthy, he'll do anything to be speaker of the House. And yet, it is clear that Trump doesn't really like him because he has a couple times criticized him, like right after January 6th, he criticized him. And there's rumors, and I guess maybe we didn't talk on your show about it, that who is he favoring to be Speaker of the House? your congressman where you live, yeah. Jim Jordan. Can you imagine that?
I saw that somebody was doing an interview on TV and hadn't heard that. Who is it? He's the African American gay gentleman on Sunday mornings. Oh shoot, I can't remember his name. Anyway, somebody's told him, you know, that Jordan is in line, or at least talking about getting that, and he went berserk. He said he hadn't heard that, and he went nuts. I can't believe anybody'd want Jordan as Speaker of the House.
And if it wasn't him, in theory, they could elevate Lauren Boebert. Colorado, she's a wacko.
Well, I'm not sure which one's worse.
Anybody can be made speaker. In fact, Trump can be made speaker. You don't have to be in the House of Representatives to be speaker. But the thought of Jim Jordan replacing Kevin McCarthy, it's like what I say, I didn't care for Paul Ryan, I didn't care for John Boehner, but Kevin McCarthy's worse. But comparing Kevin McCarthy to Jim Jordan is like, he's a wonderful person by comparison. Yeah. And yet he's horrible. It's just going further downhill.
Well, those of us who live in Mr. Jordan's neighborhood, especially those of us who are Democrats, understand what you're saying. But for some reason or other, he is loved by the people that have been fooled in Ohio that are still Republicans. I mean, if I were a Republican now, and I have been a Republican the first part of my life, if I were a Republican right now, I would have left by now and told everybody I was an independent.
I want to point out a lot of conservatives, including those who have worked for Fox News Channel and been commentators, such as Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg, resigned over the Tucker Carlson's January 6th series.
Yes,
and also Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post, a conservative, is definitely turned against the Republican Party. And there's lots of former office holders, that were Republicans. It's not as if there are not plenty who have, but the people in office, they just want to hang around Trump to gain power and keep power, and they don't care what they do to the country. It's really terrifying. It really is.
One of the things I used to think about my Republican friends and the Republican politicians that I had heard about, one of the things I was... I liked about them is I always thought that they were brave. I really did think that the Republican Party was a lot tougher and braver than maybe the Democratic Party. Not so anymore. All they are is a group of cowards. And I told my wife, I'm going to get in trouble on my show today because I'm going to tell them what I really think of my Republican friends. I think they're cowards. If you're going to vote Republican, I don't care. A lot of people say, well, I can't vote Democrat. Well, then don't vote at all, because the
why
jerks...
Why can't you vote?
I don't understand that either.
There's no such thing. You can't. I voted for a few Republicans years ago, like Nelson Rockefeller as governor of New York. Chavez as senator from New York.
I voted for Nixon.
But again, you could have voted for... Of course, you were young, but also you could vote... You voted for him both times, or just the first time?
No, just the first time.
Okay, but again, I could say to people, you could vote for Trump once because you didn't know what he would really be like, even though I think you should have been able to. But if you vote for him a second time, there's something mentally wrong with you. That's the thing. I know people who voted for him the second time, and after everything has happened, how could you?
I know I'm going to lose friends from being hard on this, but I've given up on my Republican friends. I think if you're still supporting the Republican Party, you're not watching.
But I do give credit to Liz Cheney and to Adam Kinzinger for joining the group All Democrats to condemn, the Paul Gosar and what he did about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden, the threats to their lives and the anime. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Now, he should be really expelled. But they can't do that without a two-thirds vote. But for everybody else in the Republican Party, including even, I must say, even on that issue, even some of those who voted to impeach Trump the second time still went along this time not to indeed condemn Paul Gosar.
Why are they being such cowards?
And his own family, all his siblings are condemning him.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable,
That's hard to imagine. And that is nothing more than cowardice, as far as I can see. I cannot understand any reason why you would support that man. If his entire family can't support him, how in the world can my Republican friends support a party that supports a guy like that?
Yeah, but Kevin McCarthy's running scared because he wants to be Speaker. He tried to be Speaker when Ryan got it, and he's willing to sell his soul down the river just to be Speaker. But I have a feeling, unfortunately, if they become the Republican majority, he will not be the Speaker because of Trump's opposition.
Yeah.
Because he's not 100% perfect like a Jordan is.
Well, I've noticed several of the talking heads on both, and I've told you before, I watch Fox. Fox is kind of adjusting. I mean, they're really kind of moving a little bit away from it. And
on the daytime Fox.
Yeah,
not evening Fox.
No, I don't watch it.
Evening they are so obscene, the three of them. They really are.
Well,
particularly, of course, to Carlson, who's promoting lies and deception and white supremacy about January 6th.
Yeah, now, what did you think of the rule that came down on the white supremacy, the trial they had for
Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, it's good, but of course, will it actually get paid out? But I think in principle and symbolism, it's really good, yes.
Now,
it's going to bankrupt Richard Spencer and people like him.
Yeah. I'm happy for them that they won't have any money because they
could get the Aubrey trial that's still in process.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, that bothers me. How in the world? I would think that was cut and dried. But
I saw the video. I didn't see it, but I heard the video. They repeated it this morning. The jury wanted to hear the video where he shot. And you're listening, and you're saying, and I'm not seeing it, and I'm saying, like 2 seconds apart, he's shooting. Even if he was going to shoot him, is it once enough?
Yeah,
you have to do three times?
Yeah.
Within about 7 seconds?
Well,
I don't understand why they need to shoot more than, not just shoot at all, but if he was going to do it, shoot him once, maybe to wound him, but don't shoot him to kill him, but three shots?
Well, I have a theory on that, and this, you're not going to like this. My theory is, when I was a young person, I shot at a robin going through the air with one of my BB guns, and I hit it, and I really didn't think I was going to hit it, and it hit the side of a barn and fell down, and it was still flopping around, and I shot it, and I shot it, and I shot it. I was trying to put it out of its misery. I think you get into a mindset like that. Fortunately, it
well, that's died. A bird, first of all. How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 12.
Okay, I'm not saying it's right, but kids do things like that. But to have someone shoot someone three times when there's no reason for him to have shot him at all. But even if you were going to say, I thought I had to, once wounds him. That's enough. He's like, especially since I'm gathering, each shot had an effect on his body. I'm assuming he didn't miss any.
Yeah.
So it's torture. It's disgusting. The three should fly. I'm sorry. All three, of course they don't have capital punishment, I don't think, for this. But honestly, I'm not a big fan of capital punishment, but something like that, I think, should lead to that.
Well, it won't. It just won't.
Not to capital punishment, but just life in prison without parole. Oh, my. I'm just going to be shocked if they don't convict him on something.
Okay, since you brought up life imprisonment without parole, let's go back. I want to talk about, and I'm looking up his name. I forgot his name. I'm sorry. Kevin Strickland. He's been in jail.
Yes, I saw that.
For over 4 decades.
And what state is he from? I'm trying to remember now.
I don't remember.
I don't recall. Yeah, and now after 42 years, he's being released.
He's being released. And I think it's Texas. Is that? No. I think it's Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
And he was not released a few months ago when he was in process.
Yes.
To go to his mother's funeral because I'm not going to say what I want to say about the governor. What's wrong with these governors? They have no heart at all?
I have no idea. And it wasn't like they were afraid he'll go out and kill somebody else. By that time, they absolutely knew that he was not the right person in jail. The governor wouldn't let him out. That's part of the craziness I'm talking about. My poor friends who are Republicans, and I do love you, but you got to get away from that type of idiocy. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, and in Florida, there were 4 people convicted who all have died now,
yes.
In 1949, who now not only were pardoned, but I understand they also had the conviction, of course, in course, they're gone. The conviction reversed after all these years from 1949 in Florida.
Yeah.
Northern Florida, real hick town, old South at that point.
Of course.
Probably still that way in the northern part of the state.
Well, I think I told you about that when I went to Florida and had my hair cut, didn't I? And the barber told me what you do with black people when they come down.
That was
there.
1970, not 1949, right?
But even then... take them out in the swamp and they never come back.
So many people have committed murder and gotten away with it without any accountability.
And how many people have not committed murder with dark skin and have been put in jail forever with no, you know...
Well, they're accused of rape.
Yeah.
And then later the woman says, no, it didn't happen, you know, right. Years later.
There have been several people that have been hanged from trees, you know, fruit.
Yes.
Yeah, because...
Actually, more than several thousand over the period of 100 years have been lynched, including some who are not black, a few that are Jewish, and a few who are Chinese, and a few who are Hispanic, but primarily black, yes.
So people were lynched that were Oriental? I didn't know that.
Yes, in California. Now, California has a horrendous record.
Does it?
I mean, say Alabama, Mississippi, yes. But California, with its relationship to Mexican Americans and to Japanese and Chinese Americans, I'm not saying it's the same amount, but enough to be unbelievable. Because California? But California also has, I'm sorry to say, it's rural areas with a lot of bigots, and it's often in the areas that are not urban or suburban.
Up north, out in the boonies, yeah.
Even in upstate New York, I mean, anywhere, it doesn't have anything to do with the name of the state. It's just, it's a different mindset there because they don't see people or know people who are different than the way they look or their religion. So.
Why does it seem that so many people in the rural area, tend to be, I understand why they're conservative. They have to save their pennies and nickels and dimes so that they can pay for seeds next season. You know, they have some problems. But why are so many of them blind to things that most of them stand for? Most of my rural friends are Christian and believe in honesty and doing the right thing and taking care of your neighbor, and yet they're supporting a party that does exactly the opposite of that. I don't understand.
Yes, but also a lot of these so-called, and I'm going to use this term some people don't like, good Christians, end quote, also anti-Semitic, you know, the ones that joined the Klan, for instance, and the other kind of groups like that. And a lot of them don't believe in the compassion that Jesus expressed in his lifetime.
Obviously.
That's hypocrisy.
Obviously, most of those people didn't read the same Bible I've read twice that my father taught to me about the Good Samaritan. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
If you live by the Good Samaritan rules alone, you should be a better person than what we're looking at right now.
Yes, and I've met people over the years, not many, who did not realize Jesus was Jewish. Do you believe this? I'm just saying.
No,
there are people who are anti-Semites, despite it, you know. All the white supremacists that said we would not let Jews defeat us, you know, in Charlottesville. A lot of it was not just race, but also anti-Semitic in Charlottesville 4 years ago.
What in the world would make somebody not like somebody of a different religion? Leave it alone.
You judge people as individuals. You may not like a particular person who's Jewish or black or Hispanic.
Sure.
You don't generalize.
Yeah, no, and I don't think, and I think we, those of us who are like being called liberal, we don't realize that there are several liberals who will like you only because you're black, and I hate seeing that as well. I threw a black young man down a stairwell.
Now, for instance, the person who mowed his SUV into the crowd in Waukesha happens to be obviously black.
Yeah.
I don't support him.
No.
I'm disgusted by it. So I don't, and I support the future mayor of New York that says that we can't, take away power from the police. We just have to make, we still need to make sure there's enough police and enough financing. So he doesn't agree with the extremists who want to defund police. That's crazy. Mayor Adams, future Mayor Eric Adams, who happens to be black. You don't judge people by race one way or the other, and you can condemn people of any background who commit crimes or are doing illegal, immoral things.
I think that term defund the police was a lot
dangerous.
Well, and I think it was a lot like Black Lives Matter. People thought, well, you think only black? No, they didn't think only Black Lives Matter. They were just saying black lives do matter, so you ought to stop and think that all of us matter. And I think people that said defund the police, they're very bad choice of language.
Yes.
But what I think they meant is that you refund the police. You put the money in. Sometimes you allocate it different ways than what we've been allocating it.
But and by the way, Black Lives Matter as a group is not bad. Some of its people are extremists who are crazy, just like in any group.
Any group.
But you can condemn, but you can't say that the whole BLM movement is what Trump claims it is and his right-wing supporters, because many of them just are saying we have to value people of all backgrounds, including blacks. I don't have a problem with the group. I have a problem with some extremists within the group.
Well, now, I have marched three times for Black Lives Matter in the area, most of the people that I marched with were white. So,
and of course, they're called the libs by the critics.
Yeah. But you know, we did have.
I have no problem being a lib.
I don't either. I'm proud of it. Matter of fact, I've got bumper stickers if anybody wants one that says Proud Democrat.
I don't want to say Proud Liberal, though. That could get somebody to shoot you.
Yeah, that might. But
the Democrat's safer. Not laughing. It's not funny, actually.
No.
But I'm just saying.
I know. I agree with you. Now, I did. One of the things that did bother me at the last BLM march that I went to, and it was not only a Black Lives Matter march, it was in general people matter. And, you know, it was saying we all matter, but you got to remember, black lives are part of all of us. So black lives matter. That's what it means. I have a sign in my front yard that says I support Black Lives Matter. But at that last one that I went to, a gentleman showed up with an AR-15 and carried it around. Now, he was very pleasant to people. He nodded and said hello and was kind to people. I don't know what the heck he was there for, but we've got to get rid of having guns available out in public. The state of Ohio wants to allow people to carry guns, concealed weapons, into a bar. Now, that's the dumbest law I have ever heard.
Because people get drunk at bars and they get angry,
And people do get angry when they're drunk, and when they're drunk, they don't think about anything.
Yeah.
And yet alone, I don't think you should be allowed to carry weapons out in public, period. But
no, I don't either. But
unless you're going hunting.
States, including Texas, particularly allow it. Yeah.
Well, one of these days, we're going to have an OK Corral situation, and somebody's going to say, hey, wait a minute, you shouldn't be able to just shoot anybody you want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hasn't happened yet, but yeah, I'm a little fired up today. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
I say
Kyle Rittenhouse said he believes in Black Lives Matter. I was stunned to hear that he said that.
Yeah,
I believe it. Maybe so. Of course, the people he killed were not black.
No, they were white.
Yeah, I know. But I'm so like, he comes across with that, just watch a little bit of that interview with Tucker Carlson. He comes across as somehow a good guy, but I can't really see him as a good guy for what he did. But
I can't either.
It's just, but he didn't seem like a wacko either. I don't know. It's just, maybe it was all ploy, but I don't know.
Now, if we had laws against open carry, which would be, in my mind, an honest law, a good law to have. If we had laws against open carry, while he's walking down the middle of that street with that AR-15 under his arm, a cop could have gone over to him and said, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to carry that out in public, taken the gun away from him, let him continue his march if that's what he wanted to do, and then give him back his own weapon after, you know,
that's not
close
law,
or something. But I don't know.
And also to badmouth the victims. Okay, they may have had some police record. So that doesn't mean you should say their lives don't matter just because, you know, because I just thought it was upsetting the way they were ripped. ripped apart and showing no concern for human life, even if they weren't the best people, you know.
Didn't the judge say they couldn't be called victims, or was that?
Yes. Oh, he was obscene. He should be removed from the bench.
Yeah, they are victims
from the beginning.
What would you call them if they aren't victims? They were a victim of being shot.
Yes.
Oh well. Let's see. I got another. Yeah. What? Since you brought up Rittenhouse, what was your personal feeling about the Rittenhouse?
I was shocked that he got.
I was too.
Thought he would at least be convicted on something. You know?
Manslaughter, which is not. You may only get a couple of years for manslaughter.
Yeah.
But he did kill people.
He's a hero of the right, and that's dangerous. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
He should not be. I'm not saying he should be condemned by everybody forever, but I don't think he should be praised as he's going to be by these extreme right wingers. But he's going to be. There are people saying he's going to be at the Republican convention before.
Well, if he's at the Republican convention, that'll just further indicate to me that my Republican friends are supporting some pretty crazy people. Oh, well.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, now, there are laws, I guess, stand your ground laws, which I think are ignorant as well, because you can say, I was afraid he was going to hurt me. Because not only are the stand your ground laws, I believe, support people that are shooting somebody that has a gun that's coming towards them, but I believe you're allowed to protect yourself from somebody that's coming towards you with a knife. How about running rather than blowing their head off?
Yeah.
That's just me.
And also, I got to say, Ohio really worries me about that Senate seat.
Yeah.
Bob Portman, because Josh Mandel, his reaction to Kyle Rittenhouse made me want to really vomit. I mean, the man is really a scary individual. He really is. But J.D. Vance, the other leading contender on the Republican side, is really no better, and he sold his soul. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, okay, Tim Ryan is not a perfect candidate, but I just hope Tim Ryan can win that seat.
One of my favorite quotes of the week, and I can't give it to you verbatim, is the gentleman that's running for that seat, Tim Ryan, here in town.
Yeah, the Democrat.
Yeah, the Democrat. He's not here in town. I've met him a couple of times here in town when he came to speak. But he yelled while, what's the Speaker of the House? The guy that was...
Pelosi. Is it Pelosi?
No, the guy who made the 8.5-hour speech.
Kevin McCarthy made a disgrace.
Right.
Sorry, I should have made a disgrace.
Did you hear what Ryan...
But he did make a disgrace of himself. Sorry, Scott.
Tim Ryan yelled out from out in the boonies while he was making that speech, "Keep it up, nobody's listening."
I didn't know who had said that.
Yeah, that was Ryan.
Oh,
that was our boy.
Should give him an award for that.
He should have been given an award for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and really, if you listen to any part of that speech, which I listened to several parts of that speech, none of them made much sense. So
no, he's just desperately trying to hold on to be Speaker. His whole life story, he would sell his own mother out, I think, to be Speaker. That's what it goes down to.
Sounds
he is like a Joseph McCarthy, a demagogue in that sense. Way, but even he is one of those who would say everything is communist or socialist. We don't agree with it, so it's like Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s.
Yeah, it's exactly. Well, that's where they've gone back to. And
yes.
If I recall correctly, McCarthy was a Republican, was he not?
Yes, from Wisconsin. Yeah. Yes, he used the issue because he was worried about his own re-election to the Senate.
Well, and I've talked on my other shows that I've done some studying into the mind of conservative people, and they tend to be more black and white like that. Either you're good or you're bad. There is no in between, and I think they're messing that all up. Hey, okay, we've got 9 minutes left to go. I wanted to get on to something that bothers me, but it concerns me as well, is that people are starting to blame Biden for all the inflation.
Oh,
and they're
gosh.
Blame... Oh, somebody
not
just
the blame
talked,
of any president, Democrat or Republican. It's circumstances, a lot of it international, with other countries and their oil supplies, and if they keep on increasing the oil supply or decreasing. It's ridiculous, but it's a political ploy, that's all.
Yeah, well, now, Biden is falling for the... bait, I guess, and has decided to release some of the oil reserves that we have. But along with that, he's convinced five other countries, including China, to release oil reserves that they have, which I think may help our situation. Now, to be honest, the price had gone up here in Ohio, but was starting to drop last week.
Oh, how much are you paying for gas now?
Well, right now I had I paid $3.17 for gas.
Okay, I actually paid $3.35 yesterday here in South Florida.
Well, you're always a little higher, I guess. When we used to drive down to Florida, Florida was always a little bit higher.
But our governor supposedly can do anything. He should be able to bring prices down, Ron DeSantis. I'm joking, but I'm just saying.
He hasn't done it yet, has he?
We should have blamed the executive branch. It's not something like he says, I want higher prices. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
This is part of international economic conditions. It's been true under Republican and Democratic presidents.
Yeah, well, we want free enterprise, and I don't know. That is free enterprise. Those guys have figured out that they can screw us at the pump. They will.
Meanwhile, the stock market's gone up, unemployment's gone down, etc. Do people give people on the other side give Biden credit? No. And all the people that say Trump improved the economy, yes, but it came in when Obama already had brought it down to 4.7, so he made it better. But as I said to my students, if Hillary Clinton was in office, it would have been the same low unemployment rate before the pandemic.
I went back and looked at my 401k for the 4 years that Trump was the president. The highest it ever got was up 4.1%, and the lowest for the year was -2. Since Biden's taken over, I'm at 11.1 up.
So, well, actually, that's true with mine also. Yes, it's been a dramatic increase.
But, yeah.
And, you know, but so I'm just saying people use the arguments that benefit their side, but to blame Joe Biden, and also this thing about Harris, people making fun of her and saying she's, saying that she's incompetent. I said, where do you get that idea? She's not the president. You don't stick out in front of the president. He's only in office 9 months. What did Mike Pence ever do? And so he finally stood up after Dan Quayle spoke up and said you have to count the electoral vote, but he never showed any independence. I think it's just racism and sexism, really.
Pretty amazing that Dan Quayle had to tell Pence what to do.
And Dan Quayle for once was right, even though he couldn't spell words.
And he had been out of office for,
4 years, yeah. Indiana had two recent vice presidents, neither of them very good, but I would give Quayle the edge over Mike Pence.
Well, the very first vice president, I lived on his street when I lived in South Bend. I lived on Colfax.
Oh, yes, Skyler Colfax.
Yeah, Skyler Colfax. He was
involved in scandal, by the way.
And he also wasn't much of a, he didn't do a, he wasn't renowned for anything that he did as vice president. It's just not the position that you're renowned for. Nobody
is. Also, he didn't run for re-election because of scandal involved in the Credit Mobilier scandal.
Is that right?
He did not run for the second term of Grant. Henry Wilson ran and became VP and then died in office.
You're breaking my heart. I thought I lived on a street named after a famous vice president.
No, he also was Speaker of the House at one point, Scott Colfax. So but he was involved in scandal. No, not that he's unique in that, but he was.
What was the name of that scandal? I'm going to have to look that one up. I never heard about that.
Yeah.
It's nice having a professor be on. I learned so much over the last year and a half or whatever it's been just because I listen to what you say and read what you write. People,
well, thank you for that.
Yeah, well, hey, get back. Tell us again what your blog address is if people want to
see. It's progressiveprofessor.com and on History News Network under blogs, Ronald L. Fineman.
And I can recommend that because you forced me to read all that stuff. And it's good. And it's short. I like that most of your stuff is very concise and it's easy for me to read it, even with dyslexia. So I'm able to.
I didn't know you had dyslexia, really.
Yeah, mild. It's not bad.
You know who else had this dyslexia? Woodrow Wilson had dyslexia.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Some people
have. You're right. Although he also had many faults. I mean, like anybody. But I mean, he was president. He did accomplish a lot of good, although he also had negative things, of course. But
now, I went to a dinner 2 weeks ago, and I may have mentioned it the last time we talked. It was dinner with a Precedents, did I tell you about that?
Oh, the one where people are supposed to be portraying presidents.
Yes.
And that actually took place already, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. And we had the meal is food from each of the presidents. Like they all have
major food.
The dinner that's served. The main course will be something that, well, it's in this case, I think it was something that George Washington liked. But each item is something that a president liked. Now, one of the things was called festival pie or something like that, and it was basically fruitcake, and I didn't like that one. But and that was what Harding liked, and I wasn't a big fan of that. But I sat next to, because President Harding had to go away. I think he was under the weather. I got to sit next to Florence Harding at the dinner, and we had a great talk. Now, they stay in character the whole time, so if you're talking to her, and she knows a lot about Florence Harding, because she becomes Florence Harding that night.
Yeah.
It was a great night. I wish you could get up here and go to that with me. If you come up here next year and go with me, I'll pay for your dinner.
But that's in month of November, though, huh?
Yeah, yes, you wouldn't want to come up out of Florida in November, but
not easily, and also in the middle of a term as far as teaching, and all that.
I'll think about you next year.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to our final 2 minutes. What have I missed talking about that we need to talk?
Well, I think rather than that, I wanted to say, has your station, as far as you know, ever interviewed, either the Republican candidates, J.D. Vance or Josh?
Mandrell?
Yes.
No, we have not. And I know that Scott has asked. But quite frankly, when we ask Republicans to be on live with us, we're just too small potatoes. We're not important.
But you're in Harding's hometown.
Yeah, I know. And we have had Jim Jordan on.
Yes.
Scott interviewed Jim Jordan, but he hasn't come back since that one interview.
Yeah.
So I think, and we've been told by lots of people, the reason why they won't come on our station is because we're a liberal station. We are not a liberal station.
Gosh.
We have a lady that is very right-wing. Not right-wing, but we have a...
This show is liberal, but that's just 1 hour a week.
Right, and we have Pastor Craig, who is absolutely not liberal, and we have another pastor.
Yeah,
that's
a shame.
But
I'll be interested to see what happens with the debates between Ryan and whoever is the Republican nominee. Oh my God!
Yeah.
For next year, I just wish, in a way, that Rob Portman was not leaving. I'm not saying I'm a great fan of his, but at least he's reasonable.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're going to have to get out of here. We only got 5 seconds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dr.
Next
Feynman.
Week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan